How old was he?
74 at that time. Yeah,
84.
Yeah, 84, not 74. 84, yeah.
I see.
Is that about it?
No, but Mr. Liu, yeah. you said you were enjoying your retirement. Would you care telling us how much your retirement money you're getting?
Well,
and where are you getting it from?
I get it from the the old days they call it civil service and retirement, but they changed the name. I think that the personnel of the management and then retired, yeah, and then insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I get $480 from them, $481 from them, and then $198 from the Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
That's all what I get, but I don't get the full amount. I have to pay for the Medicare, $8.70 every month, and then the civil service. I get the health insurance. It cost me $26 and something, and then every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then besides, and then they deduct $30 for every month, and then I tell them to do so, and then. And then pay for the income tax. This is the civil service, then when they draw my money out, and I have to pay tax.
Mm-hmm.
The income tax, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that you have enough to spend? Enough to live on?
Just about enough, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If nothing wrong with my car, so if we have anything wrong with my car, not enough to cover it.
Mr. Liu, are you living by yourself now?
Yes.
When you get sick, Mr. Liu, do you go for Chinese herbs or do you go for American medicine?
No, I don't get sick. No.
You don't get sick at all?
Yeah, I got a good health.
Do you ever eat any food that's cooked with herb, like? Tao Zhong Po Ngao Mei or something like that?
Sometimes, yeah.
But you don't do that a great deal?
No.
Do you remember when you were at home, did your family prefer Chinese herb or American medicine when they were sick?
No, I'm living alone now for a long time. I don't have a family.
Now, for your recreation, do you like to play mahjong?
No.
Do you like to listen to music?
Yes, yeah.
What kind of music? Western?
Chinese music and those disco music.
Oh. Do you like to watch TV?
Yeah, I do it every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy ball games or movies?
No, mostly I look at the eyewitness news every day, and then I listen to the I look at the Chinese program every day.
And not every day, twice a week. Huh?
No, on in night time, you know, channel 18, like the Monday to Thursday, but 11:30 to 12:30, yeah, on channel, and that the channel from San Martino, I had to pay for that to hook up that station too. Yeah.
Do you still have relatives in China now?
No, I don't know.
Do you write? Do you write to your relatives in China?
No, there's no way. I don't know. I don't know the address. The address them.
Now, in Chinatown, did you join any Chinese associations?
I belong to Longgang Tingyi.
Long Gong Tingyu, and that is Lao Gan Jiang Jiu.
Lao Gan Jiang Jiu, yeah.
And do you belong to any other one?
No.
How much fees you have to pay a year?
This year they raised it up $1.
Only $1 a year?
No, they raised $1. And then for $5, before only $4 a fee every year.
Oh. And what kind of activities do they have?
Not very much. Not very much.
In Los Angeles, Chinatown, which do you consider is a very important Chinese person?
That's in New Chinatown.
I know.
Yeah.
Any particular person that you think is very important?
No. All the elderly people, when they retire, they sit there killing time every day and talking to each other.
So, Yao Peanut Singh, which family name did you think is very important?
It don't mean nothing to me, though.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember before the Second World War, who was a very important Chinese?
I don't remember that far, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Then, before the war again, what kind of jobs were most Chinese working on?
Well, I was working in laundry most time. I had a laundry before myself.
Uh-huh. But how about other Chinese? What kind of job were they?
They had the laundry, mostly that our family, Xiexin, the Lu families, they had the laundry and dry cleaning all over the town. But now they close it up. A lot of them, they had no business.
Do you know the reason why there is no business in the laundry business?
Yeah, they drip and dry it, and then they will wash and wear. That's killing the laundry business.
I see. Would you consider the laundry business as something that only all Chinese do? The laundry.
Laundry? Most are Chinese, yeah.
Any other business that you can think of that are all?
Some of them, they had grocery stores, some of them, they had restaurants. Yeah, that's about it. And then some people sewing manufacturers,
mm-hmm.
and some of them work for the federal governments, and somebody work in the cities. They had all kinds of jobs for it. The people born in here, a lot of them, they work for the fair, work for the government.
Mm-hmm. Before the war, how much money do you suppose the Chinese were getting? How much money were they getting for a month?
No, they pay by the week.
Oh, how much by the week?
Let's see. Pay by the month. They don't get very much.
How much is not very much?
Only $9 a week, that's the whole week.
$9 a week?
Yeah, they don't pay much.
Then, did they have enough money to buy food, pay rent, and all that?
No, they got a place to live and the board.
Mm-hmm.
A room and board, yeah.
At that time, did most Chinese live near to other Chinese?
What do you mean?
They all live together, you know, one Chinese family here, there's another one right next to it. Do they?
Well, before the World War II, then mostly all the men. And then the Chinese American citizens, are not allowed to bring their wife to come to the States. Mostly all the men. And then the girl, they're not allowed to bring it to the USA, but after the during the World War II and then the World Conference in San Francisco, and they changed the law, and that they are allowed to bring the Chinese bring their families over,
mm-hmm.
and then now they take a lot of those Chinese youngsters before they don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Now then. When the Chinese make a lot of money, what did they do with the money?
I don't know.
Did some of them gamble them away?
Some of them gamble away. Some of them they send to China to buy rice paddies and then buy properties. But after that, then the communists took it over. The communists took over everything.
Did the Chinese believe in banks and put the money in the bank?
Yeah, that's the only place that they can put it.
At that time, did you know any Chinese who were involved in politics in China?
No, I know the people, but not they know me, I know them, but I don't see them very much.
Mm-hmm.
Even Wah Kwok Fong, I know him, I talk to him.
Who? But, who's the man?
Wah Kwok Fong, chairman.
Wah Kwok Fong?
Yeah, Wah Kwok Fong.
Oh, yeah. Do you know him?
Yeah, he knows me pretty well too.
How? When?
Oh, during Chowen Lai passed away, and then they had the youngster looking for the people for me, and then they talked to me very nice to me.
You were in China then?
No, in Chinatown.
In Chinatown here?
Yeah.
Oh,
they coming over in here.
They were looking for you?
Yeah.
Because they liked you?
Yeah.
And you knew him before this, huh?
No, I don't know him before. But he knows me.
But how come he knew you?
I don't know. They married Lampo or Lampiwa.
And you know Lampiu?
Yeah, Lampiu lah, he may say he's in a circle long.
Now, during the Depression, were the Chinese in Los Angeles affected?
What do you mean, depression?
Depression, 1930.
1930, no, I just working along, keep me pretty
busy. But how
about, I get a school job.
Mm-hmm. But how about other Chinese? Were they affected by the Depression?
A lot of people out of work.
Mm-hmm. You could see.
But my father had the laundry for them for his own, and then he don't have a work, no job. And then I learned how to be a laundryman, so I got a part-time job and I go to school,
mm-hmm.
learn my English.
Did you ever feel there was hostility towards the Chinese in Los Angeles?
What do you mean hostility?
In Los Angeles, you ever seen the Bao Yan case in there?
No, I don't see. I don't think so. Even I go to school on the 32nd Street School in L.A. I'm the only Chinese that the whole school are white. I'm the only Chinese from to go to in the school. One of them, they born and raised here, and they I don't see no segregations.
Mm-hmm. So in another way, right?
See, the only thing, yeah, the bad one and the good one, that's made a lot of difference. Mm-hmm. They have no segregations. I don't see it.
So in another word, your white students treated you very well.
Some of them, mostly, they are good, but the bad one, they fight among themselves. They help me fight among themselves. The bad one, they don't get along with anybody. Nobody, not even their own race.
In another word, no white students purposely pick a fight with you.
No, mm-hmm. But some of them do, but I fight them back to them, and then they quit.
Now, have you noticed that the Chinese in Los Angeles are doing very well?
What kind of
advance very fast.
No, I don't. I know them, but they don't know. But I know them, but they don't know me.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have anything else to tell me, Mr. Liu?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't have much to tell you now.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Liu. I certainly appreciate interviewing you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
This is the end of the duplicate of tape 1, side 1 of the interview with Hongyam Liu.